Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another riveting and scintillating and riveting Rough Riders Radio podcast. Tonight being, what is it, March the 6th, the day after the Super Tuesday, 2024. Our podcast title is Nikki Haley, For Christ's Sake. Burn it all down. The GOP, that is. So here we go, boys and girls. We're going to take this from rawstory.com today. An article in rawstory.com today by Matthew Chapman, March the 6th. Early at 10:16 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, March the 6th, 2024, entitled Burn GOP to the Ground, : Haley Urged to Destroy Trump's Party After Suspending Campaign. Here we go. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley shouldn't go down without a fight, argued the New Republic. That's a publication, idiots. The New Republic, like the Atlantic, like the Nation, you know, a magazine, a publication. Contributor Damon Linker, L-I-N-K-E-R, on his, quotes, notes from the middle ground, unquote, Substack, period. Rather, comma, she should seize the moment to, quote, burn the GOP to the ground, period, unquote. Second paragraph, Haley, comma, who has been trailing drastically behind former President Donald Trump ever since her campaign launch and was the final Republican in the race challenging the former president for the 2024 nomination, comma, suspended her campaign today, Wednesday, after losing all but one state, that's Vermont, Super Tuesday contest, period. Third paragraph. Though in her campaign ending speech, she wished Trump well and said it is up to him to win over Republicans who voted for him, comma. She held off on endorsing him, period. Fourth paragraph. But that's not really enough, comma, Linker said. She should now go for the throat, period. Comma. Haley has badly damaged her standing in the GOP by getting herself on ballots and staying in the race long enough to test her viability, period. Now we know the rank and file of the GOP, Republicans, they're bullshit, they're con artists. It's not C-A-N anymore, it's C-O-N. Republicans, there is no Republican Party, but that's for another time and another argument. Just aren't buying what she's selling, wrote Linker, comma. Fifth paragraph, quote, oh, comma, how I wish she would take a different message from this result than the one she appears to be taking. The message she claims to have received is this. I may not be the Republican present, comma, but I am its future, period. Trump may win the nomination this year, comma, but he will lose to Joe Biden, period. And then the voters will come to their senses, comma, realize that candidates like me are the key to victory at the national level, comma, and make me a leading contender for the presidency in 2028, period. I'll be back, exclamation point. And end quote. She's kidding herself, comma, said Linker. Quote, you think the party positively thrilled by the of renominating a hateful, comma, moronic, comma, demented, comma, conspiracy addled, comma, coup plotting, comma, multiple indicted would-be dictator will turn on a dime to rally around a daughter of Sikh immigrants from India who espouses a policy agenda suited to a member of George W. Bush's cabinet, question mark, end quotes. That won't happen, comma, he said. So she should wake up and do the very thing Donald Trump has demanded she do, comma, leave the GOP and kneecap it on the way out the door, period. Quote, Key Haley, colon, give Trump his wish. Make it happen. Lead your supporters on a mass exodus out of the Republican Party and not out into the nowhere's land of the third party wilderness, comma, but into the Democratic Party, end quote, he wrote. Quote, you need not love Joe Biden, period. You need only say what is true, colon. That a party led by Donald Trump and the thugs he surrounded himself with have no business wielding power at the highest levels. Dot, dot, dot. The GOP to the ground, period, end quote. Well, fuck me, Jesus. That's all we need to say. This is the old rough ride around the curve heading for home. We're out of here, bitches. Heed this, and heed this. All you Republicans out there who vote for Trump, you're fuck shits. And if you voted for Nikki Haley, you need to become Democrats. Hasta la vista, bitches.